You're listening to the 2014 mayoral debate on CBC Radio 1 Daybreak, 91.5 FM in Prince George.
Good evening to both of you. I have a question that may be on the minds of many people here, considering what we've seen in the news, et cetera. We've had a large core review done within the city, and I'm wondering, as many of us, I think, are, should you become mayor, either one of you, do you plan to have an upper management performance review, and could you please explain your answer? Thanks.
Lynn, we'll start with you on this one.
Let me answer a question that you didn't ask, Jan. No to a core review.
Yes, actually, yeah. I wasn't suggesting another core review. I think we've done that.
I know.
Yes, upper management.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Yeah, well, that in fact takes place on an ongoing basis. So as you may know, council has one employee, and that's the city manager. We certainly have an opportunity to give the city manager direction on what to do. The city manager will take a look at our senior administration, is what I call them, those folks that operate our departments. And the city manager's role is to take a look at performance, not only from an operational side, but human resource side. So that goes on consistently and should go on consistently, not only at City Hall, but quite frankly, goes on in private sector as well.
And Don?
Well, from a core review perspective, no additional core review. One of the things I can hardly wait to spend some money on when I, along with the new 8 council members, are elected is to have a strategic planning session with them to determine what we agree on so we can direct administration to put together a work plan to execute the priorities of the newly elected councillors and mayor. It's important to getting off on the right foot and working as a team, not necessarily of all one mind, of 8 different minds, but determining what we agree on and moving forward with that. As far as performance evaluation of our staff, there is 800 good people that work for the city of Prince George, and most of them do a very good job. There are others that don't, but doing performance evaluations are critical, and I'm one of the individuals that believe that they're, it's performance-based, it's not activity-based, so it's about outcomes. We need to look for very good outcomes out of our people. It's a big part of civic pride. So, yes, there would be a performance evaluations.
Thank you, Jen. And I want to follow up on, I'm wondering how much of you sense a certain disconnect between what's happening with council and city staff. What do you think you need to work on in the upcoming 4 years? Don, if you're elected, you're coming into the job more or less from outside at the present. What do you think needs to be done differently?
Well, there's a number of things that I think are critical in the community right now from a council, senior administration, and our 800 staff. We need to improve the relationship between staff and senior administration and staff, senior administration, and city council. That's a big part of advancing civic pride. The ongoing conflict and tension is not working. And I think I've got an opinion as to why a lot of that exists. It's because there's not a vision and there's not a cohesiveness around council. So commonly people don't... Leadership isn't about here, follow me, I'm going nowhere. It's follow me and work with me because I know where I'm going. And that's the type of direction that our 800 employees and senior staff need to get from city council. The council needs to work together, and I look forward to working with council in the future. Thank you.
And Lynn?
Let's go back to your question around the recent 11 layoffs. I heard at the soccer field. That doesn't fly with me. Council needs to know. Council needs to know when these things occur. And for me to learn something at the soccer field when I'm watching the UNBC Timberwolves women's soccer team play and somebody comes up to me and says, guess what you guys did again? No idea. And then I get a call from the media. How do you respond to that? So that is a real concern of mine. Don talks about leadership. What I have stressed since I announced on June 25th is a reconnection to the community and leadership. Leadership that I brought and can bring the experience from my years on the school district. That's what council needs. Don's absolutely right when he talks about we don't have to be of like mind. I don't think anybody in this room wants eight people that think alike. That's what this democratic process is about. You pick who you think can do the job at the table. And there are going to be differences. But at the end of the day, you need to be rowing in the same direction. You need to have the same commitment to the community. There needs to be a connection. There needs to be conversation. There needs to be engagement by council with the mayor, with the city manager, with administration. You need to know what's going on. There's an opportunity for the mayor to make that happen, and that's what I bring to the table. That's what we need to have happen. If there isn't that connection, it isn't going to work. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for our candidates.